Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Back to school is in session for some and right around the corner for others. So be prepared when your child, grandchildren, or those that you know return back to school. Learn about their rights and learn about what is happening in the school, whether it's public or private. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, and this is what we want to talk about as our children, grandchildren, children in the community, in our church, head back to school. It can be an exciting time for children. Sometimes it can be a scary time for children going away to school. But one thing is for sure, schools are not like you and I experienced when we were younger. Some of the issues, particularly in the public schools, are frankly shocking. Learn about what's happening in the curriculum. Learn about what their library policies are. Check out the curriculum. You have a right to be able to inspect what's happening in the school, what is being taught, what's given out to your children. And you also have a right to insist that they not be included in certain kind of, for example, sex education programs. Sometimes you, Holly, we found many situations that we work with, parents don't even know. They're not told because the schools just introduce these shocking videos and presentations without the parents' knowledge, even though the laws and the policies of that school in the state tell them that they're not permitted to do so.
Yeah, you think about that one teacher in Wisconsin who recently created this coming out video where he decided he was not female, not male, but kind of a combination of both, a mix or whatever. And with the administration's support and encouragement, showed that to the entire elementary school. And of course, we spoke to one of the parents. He didn't know anything about it. They kind of, after the fact, put it in a little email that they send out to parents. Oh, by the way, we did this. And he's like, you did what? So, you know, parents have got to be proactive, especially now that you've got Planned Parenthood and the Human Rights Campaign driving a lot of this curriculum into the schools. And these activists are in the schools, in the public schools.
Yeah, they are. And don't think that your private school might be exempt
from
this.
True, yeah.
Most private schools are going to do good things, but sometimes private schools are just warmed over secular worldview with a prayer at the beginning and at the end. I'm not being facetious, but just make sure wherever your child is being educated, that they're being educated according to your Christian biblical values. Take a proactive role. And also, at Liberty Counsel, we have a lot of information regarding the rights of students in public schools. Now, students in private schools don't have these constitutional rights. The Constitution only applies with the public actor on one hand and a private actor on the other hand. When you have two private actors, private school and a student or parent, those are two private actors. Those are governed by other kinds of policies and perhaps laws, but not by the Constitution. But a public school, students have a right to be able to engage in free speech before class, after class, in between class, during non-class time, during, for example, the lunch hour. So they can have literature distribution before class, after class, in between class, during non-curriculum time. They can pass out tracts. They can invite people to a church or other kind of Christian event. You can have Bible studies on campus. You can form clubs. You can have Child Evangelism Fellowship Good News Clubs, even in the elementary school, K through 5. CEF is a powerful program, and it's a great opportunity to ultimately bring good news to the public schools at the elementary level.
What about, let's say we have a child who's a Christian in a public school, and that child is in a class where he is given an essay assignment, and he decides to write about Jesus, but the teacher frowns upon that. Does he have a right to do that?
It depends upon how the assignment is crafted. If it's, for example, a broad assignment, write about anybody that is the most influential person in your life.
A personal hero.
A personal hero.
Yeah.
Sure. That opens the door wide open. If they say, write about the founders during the founding era, write about one of those, certainly you wouldn't write about Jesus. He wasn't a founder, if you would. Mm-hmm. But you could write about those individuals, and in writing about those individuals, you can talk about their Christian faith.
Like John Adams, for example.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
You can use the quotes from John Adams, like, our Constitution's made only for a moral and religious people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Mm-hmm. You can talk about what did that mean. You could bring in other quotes of the founders that are similar. George Washington, for example, that the twin pillars of the Republic are morality and religion. Anybody who labors to undermine them, frankly, as he says, unpatriotic, not a patriot, and is doing a disservice to our country to undermine those liberties. What does he mean by that? You can talk about the founders. You could talk about Benjamin Franklin. So if it's open-ended, sure, you could write about Jesus. If you talk about writing about religious figures, you could write about Jesus. You could write about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. You could write about others and talk about their Christian faith and how the Christian worldview influenced them. All of that is permissible if you get censored. And in fact, we had, Holly, a situation in Florida where a girl was dual enrolled. So she was still homeschooled, but also in public school, in college, dual enrolled, finishing up her high school, and also smart enough to be able to get into college before she finished high school. She was a straight A student, and she's in this class, and the person identifies himself, and this is his own identification, as a homosexual, LGBT, atheist, socialist, Marxist, and it goes on and on. And this is in his identification. And he gave an assignment to have people write about, for example, women and the history of women's rights and so forth. And he specifically said, in bold, do not say anything about Christianity, because it's been the worst thing to women in history. And
oh,
so
dear,
forth.
He can't do that.
And he can't do that.
No.
And so the girl wrote, over the period of the semester, I think four different papers. And on four different papers, she got zeros. Zeros for a straight A student. Zeros. He said that he wouldn't even read the paper if it had anything to do about religion. So we got involved. And he reversed all four to A's.
Yeah.
And you don't go from zero to A without something going on.
Right.
So we have to not only know about what's going on, but we'll be able to get involved. We have a Patriot's Handbook. It's a small pocket-sized Patriot's Handbook called Patriot's Handbook on Religious Freedom in Public Schools. In fact, we have a series of these. You can order the entire packet. The packet includes not only Religious Freedom in Public Schools, but it's also a Handbook of American Liberty, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and more. And it's a great pocket-sized constitution with an index to show you what the amendments are. We have one that's part of the series called A Handbook on the Right to Bear Arms, about the Second Amendment. Fascinating read. Political Action for Pastors and Churches, about what pastors and churches can do politically. Intercessory Prayer for the United States. And also Essential Reasons to Stand with Israel. We also have two of these in Spanish. You can order the whole set. You can order them individually. But the one on public schools is Patriot's Handbook on Religious Freedom in Public Schools. And it is a great read, short read. It talks about not only the student rights that we talked about, Bible clubs, information like you just asked about assignments, class assignments, homework, artwork, but also religious holidays in public schools. What is happening? What can you do during the holidays like Christmas?
Yeah, we also have a form available on our website that parents can use to exempt their children from inappropriate material. For example, this teacher, you know, if we had known about this teacher showing this video, we could have directed parents to present this form to their school and said, I exempt my child from being exposed to this LGBT propaganda video from this teacher.
Yeah, because once that happens and once that image is in your child's mind,
the damage is done, yeah.
Damage is done, and it's hard to unring that bell. So make sure you become proactive in that. In that way, you can always call us 407-875-1776 or go to lc.org. I know it's early to talk about the holidays, but before you know it, Christmas will be here. And these schools make decisions long before December. So make sure you know what can be done with regards to singing religious Christmas carols in school, passing out Christmas cards, having other symbols and words
clothing,
or celebration.
Which you could wear. Yeah.
Clothing. All of that is here in the Patriot's Handbook of Religious Freedom in Public Schools. For more information, go to lc.org. You can order it online, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776, 407-875-1776, lc.org.